They haven't shut me down yet. I gotta get this project done.
Okay. We are live. We'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5:01 PM on Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Penrod.
Here.
Crowder. Absent.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting. I sent Rosie, I think, 4 or 5 changes. The two that you had caught and a couple others. I'll make a motion we approve the Board of Works and Safety minutes with the noted changes that I sent to Rosie.
Second.
Motion and second. Further discussion. All those in favor show with the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Next up are street cut permits. We have 1055 West Green Meadow Run, 726 South Cottonwood Court, and 1207 West Whitetail Drive. I will say I did pre-approve Whitetail Drive because they were kind of on a time crunch.
These are all new homes.
Yes, I believe these are all new homes. Okay. Any issues with utilities, concerns, anything like that?
Okay. And Kelly did say he was okay with them too.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the street cut permit for 1055 West Green Meadow Run, 726 South Cottonwood Court, and retroactively 1207 West Whitetail Drive as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Next up is the encroachment agreement for 81 North Lexington Drive. I see Ryan's here. Ryan, you want to come on up and tell us what you plan to do? That microphone is on, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
It is on?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We are planning to put in an in-ground pool, and it's going to be 18 by 40 foot long, and we're just asking for a 10-foot easement encroachment onto the property. They will have an automatic cover on that as well.
Okay. So it will leave... So you're going 10 foot into the utility easement?
Correct.
You said? Okay.
Should leave an additional 10 foot.
10 foot, okay. Do we have utilities back there that we know of or any concerns? No. Does REMC have any utilities back there that we know of?
That I cannot.
I don't know. I'm just wondering.
I would assume they do.
In the backyards rather than the front?
Yeah, they do. Back in the day, back when that was built, they did a lot of rear easement type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Type of installations, and I would almost guarantee it is. But I'm sure you will have it located when you do the digging and all that. So
yeah, correct.
I'm assuming professionally installed.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That'd be my only concern. Obviously, when we usually have utilities in the easement, then we just say you got to move your stuff. It's hard to move it. Pool.
Right.
But I'm assuming again that you'll have all that located and you'll work with REMC if that's the case back there. So
and all this has to go back to the planning commission.
Yes.
So they
So they'll still go through that. Yeah. So
was my only question is if you have to move it, how do you move a pool?
Yeah. You don't. You have the utilities moved around it, so yeah. But again, there's no city utilities that we know of, so it'd be between him and REMC to do that. So
they should have. I know I called actually. They had it marked a couple of days. Actually, it was last week. And I think RNC, but I'll double check that. But I think they did mark those already.
Okay.
And they are.
And they're outside of that.
Correct.
Okay.
There's not actually back there. There is a. My lot actually backs up to it's wetlands back there.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not sure they do if they do have anything back there. But I will again.
Gotcha. And it's more for you than it is.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
For us, it doesn't matter. It's just for
right.
them
I mean,
and for you.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. Yeah. So okay. Do you want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the encroachment agreement with Ryan and Julie Briggs, located at 81 North Lexington Drive.
I'll second. Further discussion? All those in favor should be the usual sign. Awesome. It's unanimous. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
Yep.
No.
Okay. Ryan?
Oh, Ryan?
If you want to wait so they sign it, I'll give it to you.
No,
we'll go ahead and just do that now so you can get on your way.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
swimming.
Thank God.
We'll expect an invite to the pool.
Yeah, you'll get one. Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan. Next up is the final pay app application for Everest Excavating for the 700 East pig launch.
Can't get past it.
I have the application for final payment here. It's been signed by the engineer. I'm sure everybody has a copy of this too. And I also have the final waiver of lien in possession too. So everything is in order on this. So it is my recommendation that we release a retainage in the amount of $9,085 to Everest Excavating.
Okay. Any questions about that? I'll make a motion we approve the contractor's application for payment for Everest Excavating in the amount of $9,085 as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show with the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is the agreement for the construction, maintenance, and repair of a stormwater management facility. This is for DOT America. Right?
Yes.
And this is kind of the first step before it goes to John Goetz, our contract stormwater employee, if you will, that he'll look through the facility or, you know, make sure the facilities are all done correctly and all that stuff. So
it's on the paperwork it says management, but on the up above it says maintenance, I think. Yeah. Maintenance, but it's management. But it's really management.
Yeah, stormwater management facility. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes.
No problem.
Yes. Okay.
Making sure it's on the right thing.
Yep, no, you're right. Yeah, that's fine. So for clarification, Rosie, so again, if we approve this, then it goes over to John at the Soil and Water Conservation District, who is our contract employee, and John Goetz will walk that through the rest of the process with DOT America?
Yes, and DOT America already paid their fee and their permit.
So everything's basically in order?
Yes.
Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve the agreement for the construction, maintenance, and repair of a stormwater management facility for DOT America as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Okay. Bills.
I'll make a motion. We pay all accounts payable vouchers dated March 22nd, 2022 in the amount of $973,844.65.
Second. Further discussion? All those in favor, share with the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present.
I'll make a motion. We pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $254,423.57 plus overtime in the amount of $6,083.97 for the pay file ending March 11, 2022.
I got overtime.
Yeah,
they got a lot
because that's snow.
Oh, 254,000. Okay. I'll second. Further discussion. All those favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Department head reports. Sean.
So I'm sure you've noticed the traffic signal at the Van Buren in line was damaged by a semi-tractor trailer. Current lead time for replacement pole is 22 weeks. So we've been in talks with NDOT to borrow a pole. They currently do not have any in stock in the size we need, so we're still scrambling to try to find something. I feel like what we have set up currently is working properly and safely, but we're going to do everything we can to get a pole there sooner than that. So I've reached out to a couple different companies, and hopefully we can have some luck on that. But we did start tree removal finally for tree board. It's been a heck of a week. We've had issues. We've had trucks blowing hoses, and Obviously, customers and residents in the area have been given letters that their trees will be taken down, but as the gentleman told me today, I got the letter and threw it away. Why did you cut my tree down? So there's nothing we can really do about that, so I refer them to our very capable manager of the tree board. So yeah, that's, we are going to be in the area removing trees with the street department. We will fix the yard, we will grind the stump, we will seed and straw when we're done. After that, it's up to the tree board where we go from there. But we're also replacing several poles down Airport Road that needed updated. We're also working on what we will do when we finally have to convert over to 69 kV as far as distribution and shutting substations down and backfeeding and putting up different cutouts and open points and things like that so we can do that effectively. But other than that, just daily, day-to-day services.
Questions, Sean?
Nope.
Thank you. Gary?
Last week on Tuesday, I believe, the 16th of March, we had a countywide training called Act Out. They come in, they send actors in, and they kind of do a training to get all your ILEA mandates for the year, the majority of them, I shouldn't say all of them, the majority of them, completed in that two-hour time frame. So it was a pretty good training. About 60-plus people showed up, so I thought that was a pretty good turnout. Trinity Evangelical Presbyterian Church dropped off cookies in appreciation of the officers for the hard work they've been doing, and those were delicious. Officer Braxton Madison resigned. His last day was on the 18th, which was last Friday. So I guess I will be asking the board if I can open up a hiring process for to fulfill his position.
Are you asking that right now?
Yes, I am.
I'm good.
Good for replacement.
All right. Thank you. As far as police go, we're still working on updating, getting all the policies updated and SOPs in place. I know Chip's been working with Cody trying to get our Spillman validated, and I think that's been a work in progress, but I think he's getting a pretty good handle on that now, I hope anyway. Dispatch, we had a text to dispatch training, and that went well. Everybody seemed to like that. Getting ready for FBI audit, and we got to send in paperwork like the week prior to that to just get everything in place so when they come, they're not spending hours and hours. But that will be sometime in April. All the radios and dispatch have been updated, and we also had a dispatcher approach me yesterday with Shane, and she's putting in her resignation. She's having some personal issues, and she needs to focus on that. So she's putting her, she said 2 weeks to 6 weeks. So she'll let me know today or tomorrow whether, so I guess when that time comes, I'm asking permission from the board to reach out to the, we had a process 2.5 months ago, and asked that I can bring this lady in for a second interview or a third interview to see if she's still interested in the position.
And that individual was the second place candidate?
Correct.
In that process?
Yep.
You got approval from us.
All right. Thank you. And other than that, just the SOPs and day-to-day operations.
Okay. Question? Thank you. Mike?
We've been getting a lot of calls on water problems, stormwater problems. There's some that we can take care of because they're in easements, but there's some that is not, as far as I'm concerned, our problem. So basically, we're just in the process of figuring out which ones we can take care of and which ones we can't.
Yep. I think it's a good opportunity to remind individuals, especially if you're going into spring, that that water sitting on grass after a rain event is an okay thing. If it's sitting there 4 or 5 days later, then we may have an issue, but at the end of the day, it's okay for water to sit on grass for a couple hours.
Yes.
So I think that's a really good point, Mike, and appreciate you guys working on those kind of things. Question? Mike?
Last Thursday, we had our long-term control plan, the warranty inspection on that. I went through that with United Consulting. Didn't find any issues other than the issues that my guy has run into the week before as far as the tipping buckets and the water at all three basins. None of them were functional, so we're still trying to work through that process, but everything else checked out. And after those are repaired, the one-year warranty process or period starts all over, so we'll have an additional warranty on that. That's in the specs, so once that's repaired. I've signed a capacity letter for the regional sewer district to be taking flows in from Colesi once they complete a pressurized sewer system on the south side. They had Columbia City down doing the maintenance on that. That's since been changed on that, that the regional sewer district is responsible for the maintenance. But that's up for discussion at the meeting, so, and we have a meeting with them on Thursday. The SCADA work that I've been talking about at Jefferson is complete, the pole's up, antenna's in, everything's working properly. I had a call into J&K about the replacement of our radios for our current SCADA system. The current radios that we use have a PLC, INO, built right into them, and the new radios do not. Now, the new stations that we put in, we've not had any issues because they have PLCs in the controllers that basically tell the station what to do and when to do it. So, we're going to be working with J&K and Donahue at the same time. Have Donahue putting together a proposal right now to go around and do site visits at each station to see where to put the PLCs and whether we need an extra cabinet or where they can be put in. And then they're going to work with J&K to put together a path forward like we did on our PLC replacements at the treatment plant to see if we can, you know, get our best dollar on that. So that's that will be coming to the board once I get that. They replaced the motor on our fine screen today, and I've ordered the chemical for the EQ basin. And the company is going to come in and fill our tanks, and they are going to install level monitoring equipment. So they will know the level of these tanks just by pulling it up on their cell phones at no charge to us. Because he was wanting to know how much chemical we were going to need and how often. And I said, I can't tell you that because I don't know yet. So they're going to install this equipment for free so they can monitor the tanks without being on site. And one of my employees sat for his state exam today, and he passed that.
Good.
We don't have the formal paperwork back yet, but he scored, he had to have a 70% to pass, and he scored an 83.
Awesome.
So I was really proud of that. He's done a great job.
That's fantastic. So. And that would make a certified operator?
He will be a class one operator.
Class one operator.
But yeah. He has a few more hoops that he has to get that, and then he has to have a year's worth of time in, and then he has to attend a training. That's at least 5 hours.
Gotcha.
So, and then once they do that, they'll say, okay, you can have your license now. So.
Very nice.
But
good.
We're real close.
That's great. So. Questions on Mike? Thank you. Tom?
I must say that none of what I've heard so far was nearly as entertaining as hearing about a pig launch. So, with that being said, Rodney has spoke with Terry. Over the past several weeks, we've noticed that our active 911 had some issues. That's the way our some of our dispatchers come across cell phones and alleviate some of the, so a lot of the younger people don't like carrying pagers. Mm-hmm. So that's how we communicate with a lot of our firefighters is through active 911. Rodney's working with Terry and trying to get active 911 plugged directly right into Spillman so that it shoots out in a more reliable form. Terry can probably tell you more about that than me. All of our equipment is fixed and up and running again. That's a big thing. I passed my bad luck on to Sean, it sounds like. Chris and I attended a training last week at Valparaiso. It was an inspections meeting, which quickly, with the events that happened at a Plainfield location, turned into a much deeper conversation on some other topics. especially being that the one of the big wigs from the National Fire Sprinkler Association was there. So that was a pretty interesting couple of days going over some things there. And our hiring process is doing okay. We've got two candidates that'll be coming to the Board of Works. You guys probably are aware of that and for interviews as soon as we get done interviewing them. So.
Great. Question, Tom? Thank you. Carrie?
Well, SDS is still hanging equipment for the free Wi-Fi network. We're still missing some equipment, so that's not a complete. We don't have all the equipment yet.
Yep.
So. They did get four cameras installed at Oki Alley, which are up and running now and are really colorful.
Yes.
And like we've been working with Rodney and Spillman and trying to get ready for this virtual land move that we got to do for police and communications. We're planning on doing the move possibly Monday. We'll start it. It'll be all hands on deck with several IoT, Spillman, IDAX, our people, Matt. We're all going to be involved in SDS's engineer that does our firewall, trying to get this stuff moved over and make sure everything still works. So it's going to be an exciting Monday. They all seem to be that way anymore, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have.
Question to Terry?
No.
Thanks, Terry. Mark?
Community Foundations has still been surveying up there. They're property there at the Wolf property, and they're planning on potentially building fairly soon. So mm-hmm. excited about that. Still getting baseball fields ready, working on those. Our season starts here in a few weeks. Met with the gardeners today, kind of got some things that we need to do to help them. And all the bathrooms are open except for DeBull and Morris Park bathrooms. Those will be open next week. And we did been doing interviews at the pool. High school kids for lifeguards and staffing there.
Do we have enough?
We'll have enough, but it's going to be thin. We need more lifeguards.
We could use more lifeguards.
Yeah.
Hint, hint, newspaper.
Yeah. So I think we're right around 22 lifeguards, and that's really that's
pretty tight.
Pretty
good.
So that's it.
Questions on Mark? Thank you. Yeah.
Sean took kind of some of my thunder, but I'd like to thank Electric Department for them assisting with the tree board and cutting trees. Just mark your calendar, April 30th from 9 to noon. We are going to be doing a downtown cleanup, and I have nothing else.
Okay. Questions? No? Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie?
Nothing.
A couple things for your information, Nicole, of just random things that have been happening. I did get an opportunity to speak with Troy School on Monday afternoon, yesterday afternoon. It's great. They had a lot of great questions. Great kids. Just wonderful kids out there. So it was fun, enjoyable for a lot of reasons. Something that may be interesting to you as a former Solid Waste Board member, we are the Solid Waste Board. I am, as you know, I am the I have a seat on there as mayor, and then Jenny took your spot on there, but we're actually writing a whole policy manual for that. Apparently, we don't have one of those, and so we've been working through that process. But tomorrow is youth council, and we're going to the main shelter as well as preparing for our fifth grade presentations that we'll give in April. Having some different discussions about broadband, as Mike kind of alluded to, we have a regional sewer district meeting coming up. Veterans Treatment Court has graduation on Thursday afternoon. That's a really cool event. So we encourage people to go take a look at that. And I have a mayor's roundtable on Friday in Huntington. I think that's probably all I want to share at the moment. But lots of good stuff happening. Continuing to work on lots of different projects, as you're well aware. So cool. And there's no audience press. Is there anything else from anybody? Sure. Yes, Terry.
My department didn't get any cookies, and we were pretty sad about that.
Yes.
We didn't get any.
Pretty disappointed. No one didn't get
cookies.
Gary didn't share, apparently.
I shared them
so, Tom, you too?
Yes, I'm okay. Depressed.
Okay. With that, we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.
But I heard you're delicious.